Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It is April 12th, 2012. That's for SM2N. So he doesn't get confused as to what year it is. It's not, you know, it's not 1812. Oh, wasn't that the year of a war? It's not 1912. It is 2012, April 12th. It is about 9:15 in the morning. I'm hauling my butt to work. And today, my audio boo is a little bit about a dilemma I'm having. And I don't know if I'll be able to do this in the 4.5 minutes allotted to me here left on this audio boo. Basically, I found out about 3 weeks ago now that a friend of mine that I worked with for many, many years, about 10 years, 10 or 11 years, was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And he's not doing very well. The doctors, unfortunately, are not very optimistic about his prognosis. And so that got me thinking about things like, you know, I'm not going to hold off. If I want to buy something, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to enjoy it because, you know, you're not around for very long. And who knows, you know, I take life day by day and you don't know what's coming around the next corner for you. So, so sort of why deprive yourself? Enjoy life now and enjoy it and don't wait because you just don't know what's around the corner. That's one point. Now, the other side of the coin is there's a company called Avios here in the Montreal area that was an airplane maintenance company. And they recently closed their doors. Now, there's all sorts of political upheaval about this as to why they closed the doors and did they have to, and was just this just a move on the part of the larger parent company. Anyway, all sorts of things are coming up. However, yesterday I was listening to an interview with the wife of one of the employees from Avios who was saying that the Avios employees that have been ousted out haven't been paid yet. There's people who have hundreds of hours, of banked hours, that have not been paid. And the company promised all sorts of payouts, which they have not yet delivered. And it's been 37 days, if not more. And the employees haven't seen a thing. So, and some of these employees are going to end up having to sell their houses because they can't make ends meet. Now, to top all this all off, the management of this company, Avios, have just given themselves millions of dollars worth of severance packages. Nice, huh? So you got employees that are starving to death, but oh, the management has to get millions in severance packages. It's a throwback to the bank, you know, the days of 2008 with the credit crunch in the States, when bank managers and administrators were getting millions of dollars of severance packages. Meanwhile, the government's bailing out the banks because they need the money. Anyway, so that brings the second point of my dilemma is with these people that are suffering and losing out on their jobs, and I should be grateful for what I have and not buy extra and not want extra and be happy that I have a good job and that I can put food on the table for my family and keep my house and not have to worry about being ousted out of my job. I should be grateful for what I have and not want more. Yet, like I said, on the other side, because of what my friend is going through, I feel that I should take advantage of every minute I have and not deprive myself of something because I may not be around in a year to enjoy it. So that's my huge dilemma. And with only about 30 seconds left, what I'd like to do is hear your take on this. I mean, I'm always wavering between one or the other. So I'd like to hear, you know, I'd like to put it out there to the Audio Boo community. How do you feel about that? Do you sometimes feel like, you know, you want to buy everything and because you don't know if you're going to be around tomorrow? Or do you sit back and be grateful for what you have and try to make the best of it because there are so many people around that are without? And call it guilt, whatever. Anyway, I'd love to hear what